99.9 WTUZ. Good morning to you. If you're waking up, well, you may be witnessing a winter wonderland out there. Kind of. A light snow really was coming down about an hour ago. We do have some two-hour delays for some local schools today. We'll get to those shortly. They are up, though, right now at WTUZ.com. Also on Facebook and Twitter, the links are there for you, too. It's Eric McElroy waking you up. My girl, Michelle Spring, over in the newsroom. If you want to get in touch and be a part of the show, it's easy. Send us an email, Eric or Michelle at WTUZ.com. Other ways to connect with us during these AM hours, the Weaver Appliance text line, it's 330-339-9399. The same number you can call as well. Also, send us the word listen to that text line. After that, you're just a few clicks away from listening live wherever you may be, right there on your smartphone or a tablet. Of course, if you are at your desk computer, say maybe at your office later on this morning, just go to WTUZ.com. You can stream us from there as well. Morning quickies later on this hour. Also, chances for you to win with every Wednesday. We give you a shot at $25 to Bell Stores Marathon. That will come a little bit later on. Also, I'm going to hand out some lunch again, the brand new Arbinator over there at Arby's, where, of course, they have the meats. That will go later on this morning, too. A lot happening. Don't you go anywhere. Glad you are joining us early in this 6 o'clock hour. 6:14 to be precise on a hump day. That's Lee Bryce, Rumors, his latest, a 99.9 WTUZ. It's Eric McElroy and Michelle Spring. Good morning to all of you. Be safe if you're out there driving on your morning commute. Morning quickies right around the corner. But first, Michelle has our local headlines with some delays at the tail end. Go ahead, Michelle.
In state headlines, a former Ohio State diving club coach plans to plead not guilty when he's arraigned on charges related to allegations that he had sex with a diver when she was a teenager. Will Bohoney of Columbus is charged with sexual battery and pandering sexually oriented material involving a minor. His attorney said Bohoney will plead not guilty Wednesday in Franklin County Court in Columbus. Attorney Brad Kofel says the case isn't as bad as it has been portrayed.
School, business, and organization closings are brought to you by Chuck Nicholson, GMC Mazda in Dover.
Currently, we have a few two-hour delays this morning. Claymont City Schools, Conotton Valley Schools, Immaculate Conception School, and Ridgewood Local Schools. All of those are on a two-hour delay.
Alrighty.
All right.
Off and running.
Off and running. I was excited to see snow this morning. I'm not going to lie.
You know what? I mean,
it's pretty.
It was a light little dusting. Right. You're right.
It was so cute.
Nothing that really delayed my travel. You do all right this morning?
Yeah.
Cool.
Although Chad left my car out in the driveway.
Good job, Chad.
And I was like, dang it. Now it's going to be cold in there. It's all right. It didn't take long for it to heat up. So that's fine.
Do you have the remote start there?
No, I don't.
You don't?
I don't think so. Well, you know what? I think I do on the little clicker doober thing that they give
the
me.
The clicker
doober thing, but I don't know how to work it, so I'll just stick to my manual.
I mean, Michelle, it literally is a button on your clicker doober.
See, when we bought my car, they told us they had to press it like a certain amount of times and then it would start on its own. I don't remember.
I
was also like 9 months pregnant.
A lot going on in your life then.
Yeah, I don't remember.
You know, with mine, you have to make sure, one, that the car is locked for the remote start, and then you can just start her up.
Oh.
And then if it stops after 10, or if it's going for 10 minutes, it'll turn itself off. And then I believe you can start it one more time after that, but after another 10-minute sesh, it'll turn itself off again, then you're done.
Then
you have to go do it the old-fashioned way.
Yeah, which is not bad.
And that's unlock your car and turn the put the key in the ignition and turn it to the right.
So my car that I have, I worked with Nate over the holiday, we were discussing this.
Nathan Cozart, your BFF, yeah.
Yes, we have the same situation with our cars. So I don't have an actual key.
# Honda problems.
Right, so it's like one of those clicker doober things. And so when I came in over Thanksgiving, I didn't have my key to the front door, and Nate locks the front door. And I was like, well, Eric and I are under this understanding and I don't bring my key every day.
Oh, so you were locked out.
So I was locked out.
Yeah. Thanks for telling everybody that I leave the door unlocked here in the early morning hours.
So.
Good job.
But I lock it when I come in. I turn around and I lock it. Don't worry. But I will say, I think I scared the crap out of Nate because that window that's right behind you.
Did you go pounding on it?
I like tapped on it. I mean, at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, that's kind of terrifying.
You know,
I'm like, hello.
You know, I would have gotten a call that morning. Hey, Nate had a heart attack. We need you to come in.
I know.
And we know you were supposed to be off or whatever. What day was that?
Over Thanksgiving.
Was it?
I think I was saying Thanksgiving Day. Yeah. Yeah, that was interesting.
Hey, Texter wants me to play, they say, Eric, could you play Winter Wonderland this morning?
Aww.
Here's the thing. I have 12 versions. You pick one. from Andy Williams to Kenny Rogers to Gatlin's, Anne Murray, the Judds, Dolly Parton, Brooks and Dunn, Faith
Ooh.
Hill, Brad Paisley, Lone Star, Barbara Mandrell.
Oh my gosh, Barbara Mandrell's a good one. That's a classic.
So you pick, Texter. I have yet to play a Christmas tune.
Let's do it.
Yet in the morning hours. My wife was busting my chops the other day about, will you please play some Christmas music?
I like your wife.
You don't even know her.
That's fine, but I like her.
But you know that she's married to me, so therefore, is that why you like her? Thought
no.
so.
No.
Thought so.
Have you been able to get the Christmas tree out of the garage or wherever it was storing? Did you get it up today, last night?
Well, folks, news of the day, of course. No, Michelle, I didn't. No. I may
whatever.
Have to surprise somebody and bust that bad boy out and start putting together the branches, fluffing it up, if you will,
you
the artificial tree.
You're way late.
No, real quick, I wanted to touch on this again because it broke yesterday, obviously, when we were on the air, I don't know, sometime in the 7 o'clock hour, right? Around 8, maybe, that Urban Meyer was retiring after this season, after the Rose Bowl from the Ohio State University. In terms of a head coach, did you watch that press conference yesterday?
No, I was napping.
Did you? I'm glad you got a good nap in. It was about 51 minutes, the press conference
snap.
Was. First, athletic director Gene Smith made a statement. Urban went up and made a statement. Then new coach Ryan Day made a statement. Then they both sat at a table and fielded questions for quite some time. Real quick, couple thoughts on the whole press conference. I've sort of come to terms with Urban is retiring. I mean, the shock of it all.
I mean, you kind of have to deal with it.
Yeah, I mean, the shock of it all is pretty much come and gone.
Right.
But my thoughts, if he were healthy, I obviously think he'd still be coaching.
Right.
There are some things with his health, and he even alluded to, talked about a procedure he had back in 2014, and last year, specifically, you mentioned when they played Penn State, he had some issues during that game, and even, of course, like we mentioned, passed out on the sidelines this year during a game. Not passed out, I shouldn't say that, but went down to one knee and looked like he was about to have a stroke or a seizure. Not to make light or joke about the situation.
It's scary.
Very. But yeah, his health is number one. Also, other thoughts on the whole thing. I don't think he's going anywhere. I think he's sticking around in Columbus, which he did say that, but I think he'll have more of a role in the athletic department and program and football program than we all think. I don't think he's going anywhere.
It's good.
Which is good news for all of us, right?
Yes. I don't know, I'd rather him be on the sidelines.
Yeah, I get it.
But I was at a meeting yesterday and a lot of the gentlemen that I was in, I was around said that they think that it's going to be like a Jim Tressel situation. They're going to make like an administrative role for him. You know what I mean?
Right. Which they didn't make. Oh, they did make Tressel. When he was at Ohio State, Tressel was one of the only Division I football coaches to actually teach a class at the school that he coached
at. I'd sign up for that class right away.
It was a football 101 class. That's what the class is called, football 101. But still, or like coaching 101 or something. But yeah. I don't know. Who knows where this goes 3, 5, 8, 10 years from now, what Urban's doing with the university, or if anything. I know his wife Shelley works at the university as a nurse and everything else. One more take on the whole Urban Meyer press conference yesterday. Spoke real highly of the incoming head coach Ryan Day, which, by the way, dude has some huge shoes to fill. Urban only beat Michigan 7 times, only played him 7 times while at Ohio State. Won a national championship. So, yeah, can you imagine that? That's what people will remember most. What will you remember most about Urban Meyer, Michelle?
Probably the championship.
The national championship?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
yeah.
I will remember that, obviously. The first ever college football playoff. That was that year, the first ever playoff year.
I know. I read that yesterday.
And not so much the national championship game. Do you remember who we beat in the game to claim the championship?
No.
It was
Slipping.
Oregon.
Oh.
Oregon is who we beat.
Nice.
Now, the game before that, we beat Alabama, which is probably one of, I mean, in terms of Urban Meyer accomplishments at Ohio State, yeah, he won the title, but beating Nick Saban in Alabama, because, you know, not everybody does that, Michelle.
Right.
Not
no,
everybody
I
beats
know.
That guy.
Chad and I were talking yesterday about how he'll definitely go down as being one of the greatest college football coaches, not just Ohio State, but college football coaches in general.
Yeah, he's one of just a handful. I forget how many, forgive me, to win 2 national titles at 2 different schools. Not too many coaches to have done that. The things that I'll remember about Herb, obviously going 7-0 against that team up north. The national title, of course, and that Alabama win, which I mentioned a moment ago.
Right.
But anyway.
7-0 against that team up north.
That's what people, that's 40 awesome. Years from now, that's what people will remember.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? People obviously remember Tressel. He didn't go undefeated against Michigan. I think he maybe only lost, I thought he went 6-2 against them, if I'm not mistaken.
Hmm.
Thought he was there 8 years, went 6-2, which is still a great record against her rival.
Oh, yeah,
but anyway,
sure.
Not to get too sportsy-dortsy on you folks this morning, but still had to get a few things off.
Do you think Ryan Day's going to be able to pull it off?
Sports!
When you say pull it off, what do you mean?
Carry the torch.
Well said. I don't know, Michelle. Like I said, it's big shoes to fill. And only time will tell. You know what I mean?
I mean,
you never
the
know
past two coaches were pretty...
Yeah. Pretty legit, right?
Right.
They only dominated the rival and each won a national championship. But we'll see. But I think we got a little taste of what Ryan Day could do early in the season. So I think that helped him. He was basically given a job interview all season long, whether it was knowledge to him or not.
Right.
You know?
But he was still kind of under the thumb of Urban. So.
Yeah. He's Urban's guy. He was a grad assistant under Urban. Back in the day.
It'll be interesting to see how next year plays out. I really hope they win this Rose Bowl game for him. I feel like that would be
Listen,
the icing on the cake.
You want this is the guarantee of all guarantees. Okay, I don't want to jinx anything. But I feel pretty bad for Washington now. The Huskies. Sorry, pups. It's not going to happen on New Year's Day for you. Those guys will not only were they going to play inspired ball being shut out of the college football playoff, and all that, but now with this, so
pretty confident over there.
Sorry to the pups. Hey, also some news which was breaking yesterday. I want to touch on this too, real quick, within morning quickies. Michelle,
what happened
last September? Mm-hmm. 2 Septembers ago now. My bad. 2017 in September. Mm-hmm. Troy Gentry, of course, one half of the duo Montgomery Gentry, died in that helicopter crash. Mm-hmm. The National Transportation Safety Board, concluded their assessment and their study of exactly what happened. A pilot error is exactly what caused that deadly chopper crash. I guess the pilot tried to cut the engine too soon as he attempted to make an emergency landing back in September of 17. I guess this is something, a maneuver that the pilot said he's done before. This was all on, transcripts back and forth between mission control, using air quotes there, and the helicopter, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were saying, hey, I'm going to try and land this. I've done this before, this, that, the other. They warned him when he was coming in for a landing not to try the maneuver, but he went ahead and did it anyways.
Ooh.
He was trying to land at some nearby airport, crashed in the woods. So the dialogue between the pilot and the experts, that's all out there for folks to see. And there were people on the ground trying to assist him. Now, there was a problem with it. It's not like the dude went rogue and crashed the helicopter. There was an issue with the helicopter, which is why he had to kill the engine and try this tricky maneuver. You know what I mean? Mm. So, yeah, there was something wrong with the helicopter to begin with, but they are essentially, I guess, pointing blame at the pilot. Pilot error is what they're saying. As if that helps things at all.
I remember when that happened, it was kind of shocking.
I won't forget it. It was a Friday, September the 8th, 2017, and I was coming in for the Big Z Sports Show, the high school football season, and yeah, that happened. It was nuts.
So crazy. Did you, not to change topics.
No, go for it.
But did you see, we've been watching this funeral for the president. Oh my gosh, I lost my train of thought. We've been watching
the farewell,
all of the coverage of
for H-Dub,
Did you see yesterday Bob Dole got up? Did you see all that?
No, I missed that.
So Bob Dole, he ran against George H.W. Bush.
Yeah.
And I think it was in 1988 and in 1980 as the president, as the Republican nominee.
Mm-hmm.
And they both fought in World War II. I think Bob Dole is 93 and then George H.W. is 94, they said. And he's in a wheelchair. He's pretty old. Like I said, he's 93. Anyways, somebody had to lift him up out of his wheelchair. He went up to the casket and he saluted the casket. It was a very touching and emotional scene. You could tell that he was just like thinking about so much in his life and his memories with the president. And I really wish that everyone can just like go Google that because it's a really good video to watch him do that.
It's got to be one of those things too. And I don't know how to say it, but look, if you're Bob Dole, you're 93. H-Dub just passed away at 94. You got to be thinking to yourself, man. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
One of your friends just went, I don't know.
Right.
You
and
know?
Someone that you, like a colleague.
Yeah, true friend, colleague, yeah.
Right.
Served together, if not directly together, but still same war. World War II, right?
Yeah.
That's crazy. I'm glad you brought that up. Next hour, we'll get into all the festivities there today, because today's the farewell in D.C. for George H.W. before his body is then flown to Texas, where he will be honored again. I think that's on Friday, isn't it? When
mm-hmm.
they're doing that again?
Right.
Okay. All right. Very nice. Hey, you mentioned this earlier about George H.W. Bush's funeral in our nation's capital today.
Yes.
Actually, President Donald Trump, who will be there, mm-hmm. Ordered the federal government closed today for a national day of mourning.
The post office will be closed?
Yeah, all that.
All that stuff.
The National Cathedral there in Washington is where it will be. It'll cap 3 days of remembrance for George H.W. Bush. The four ex-living presidents will be there.
Will Jimmy Carter be there?
Jimmy Carter will be there, as will Bill Clinton. I almost just called him George Clinton. I don't know. It's been one of those mornings. Jimmy Carter will be there. Yeah, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush. He will actually eulogize his father today.
Because I think Jimmy Carter's 94 as well.
And Barack Obama will be in the House there as well. I don't know if Michelle's going to be there signing books,
She
wants to get up there and talk.
Listen, remember how the other day I said that we received an Amazon package and it was in the shape of a book?
What, did you look at it? Are you one of those people who look at your gifts early?
No, but it was addressed to my husband, and I remember I was saying I really wanted Michelle Obama's book.
Mm-hmm.
It was sitting on the kitchen table, and I got home, and I go, is that Michelle Obama's book? He goes, I hate you.
Good guess by you. Good guess.
I'm so good,
she said. Anyways, where were we talking about a president's funeral? Of course, you make it about you, Michelle.
Oh, please.
I'm just joking. Hey, I'm just kidding. I'm messing with you. After today, Bush's remains will be returned to Houston, where again, another day of remembrance will take place. Lines were, though, hours long to see his casket and everything there in Washington, D.C. So I don't know what it's going to be like there in his home state of Texas. It's going to be nuts.
I'm sure.
So, now, actually, you know, I heard he's going to have wardrobe changes like Aretha Franklin did during her during her funeral. So very nice. We'll see what H-Dub decides to go with his shoe wear, his footwear, and everything else. I'm kidding, obviously.
Yeah.
Is that too soon?
Yeah, maybe. Too soon? A little inappropriate.
Hey, Kevin Hart has a new gig. Did you hear?
No.
He will be hosting the 2019 Oscars.
Oh, really? That'll be fun.
Host of the Academy Awards. Yeah, good choice by the Academy. The Academy has chosen. It will be the 91st Oscars, and he announced that in an Instagram statement, because that's where everybody makes statements nowadays on social media. February
it's not true
the 24th.
Until it's on Facebook.
Darn right. Darn tootin'. February 24th on ABC is where the Oscars will take place. Remember, Jimmy Kimmel's done it.
Mm-hmm.
The past 2 years, he's presided over the ceremonies, including that flub in 2016 that resulted in the wrong Best Picture winner being announced. How can we forget that?
That was so awkward.
Yeah, awkward.
But then the following year, they made a joke about it.
Of course. I mean, listen, it's the elephant in the room.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I don't think...
It'd be like if somebody were to submit to us, like, a fake birthday or something, and I read it and then even spelled it on the air. I mean, the next day, you would have to address that whole situation, right?
Right.
I would think. Of course, for comedians, Michelle, you know, it's a big deal to host the Oscars. They normally go with comedians, you know what I mean?
Right.
So,
I know Martin Lawrence. Has Gordon ever done it?
No, he's done...
Is it the Tonys or the Grammys or something?
I think he did the Grammys.
Emmys. Maybe it was the Emmys. Maybe? I don't know.
I'm going to tell you, my guess is going to be the Grammys because the Grammys are on CBS and his show's on CBS. I think he did last year's Grammys.
You're totes right.
Totes right. I'll take it. Now, Monday, January the 14th, you going to be here that day? Is that one of the...
January 14th?
Yeah.
I'll be here.
Okay, good. Because I know you won't be here this Friday when the Grammy nominees will be announced. But
I know.
But Monday the 14th, 2019, believe it or not, that's when the Oscar nominations will be revealed.
Who do you think, country music-wise, will be nominated?
Ooh, I don't know.
Chris Stapleton, for sure.
Probably.
Don't you think?
Probably.
I know he's your favorite.
Oh, for sure. Love the beard.
Carrie Underwood will be nominated.
I don't know. It's tough to say. The Grammys are, and there's not as many categories as other country award shows, you know?
Yeah, you're right.
So to throw that on me, to thrust that upon me now, I'd have to really, really sit and think about it. And think about who's had a huge year. But I don't know. Hey, Black Panther, though, will they get any love for Oscar time? Nobody really knows, but the folks at the American Film Institute named them one of the top 10 movies of the year. Others in there, A Star is Born, Mary Poppins Returns, A Quiet Place, just to name a few. Black Panther, now you know the Oscars don't normally award superhero films anything, except for maybe costume design or best sound,
mm-hmm.
best special effects. But in terms of best picture, doesn't really happen. If I were to ask you what film earned the most money in 2018, yeah, there's like 3 weeks left, but, you know, nothing's really going to change within the top five or whatever, or even the top film on this list. But if I were to ask you, I may have just given it away, Michelle.
Wasn't it Black Panther?
It is Black Panther, yeah.
I thought it was.
Can you believe that? Black Panther. Over $700 million earned in 2018. Can you name any of the other top five there? Think superheroes.
Oh,
think
I'm
dinosaurs.
So terrible about all
think
that.
Sequels.
You Halloween? Have Halloween? Was Halloween up there?
No.
Dang.
That's at 16 though. So in the top 20.
I have no idea.
Avengers Infinity War number 2 on the list so far of top earning films of 2018. Incredibles 2 is 3, Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom is 4, then Deadpool 2. Is number 5.
Yeah, none of those pique my interest.
Ant-Man and the Wasp at number 7. Like, honestly. Hey, this film was just released like weeks ago. Dr. Seuss's The Grinch, the latest one.
Mm-hmm.
That's number 10. It's pretty high up there.
That's high up there for just being released.
That's what I mean.
I'm excited to see the Mary Poppins movie.
Told you my story about Mary Poppins, my friend, the other day, right? Didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Jumping off of his playhouse or whatever.
Yes.
Breaking his arm. Hey, the Victoria's Secret fashion show was the other night. Did you watch this?
No, it was on the same time as something else.
I forgot it was on, to be honest.
Oh, you know what was on? The Garth thing. I watched Garth instead.
Maybe that's why a lot of people weren't tuning in to the Victoria's Secret fashion show. It's saw the smallest audience ever since becoming a holiday season TV classic event. In 2001. This thing's been on for 17 years.
Really?
Only 3.27 million viewers tuned in to watch.
Oh. On Sunday. You it was because everyone was watching the Garth.
You're probably right. Which, by the way, you know how many people tuned in to watch that?
How many?
That TV special garnered more viewers than anything football related over that week. It like 9 million people tuned in to see Garth
good.
At Notre Dame. I haven't watched it yet. I still have it on the DVR.
You have to see it.
Wonder how many people were speaking it, not to backtrack, but I wonder how many people were going to tune in to watch funeral services for Bush, not only today, but then Friday, too.
I'll probably watch today.
Yeah. It'll be kind of hard not to. It'll be everywhere.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So it'll be kind of hard not to at least see some of it, I guess.
It'll just be nice to see all the past presidents and our current president all in the same room. And I like all that.
Can't wait to see, of course, Donald Trump hanging out with Barack and Jimmy Carter and and W, and see what they all have to say.
I'm sure they're not going to say anything. It'll just be awkward.
The wives will be there too. Melania.
Right.
And Michelle
and
yes. There you go.
Yes.
It'll be
interesting.
It'll be a big event.
Pop some popcorn and just sit back and watch.
There you go. Pop some popcorn and celebrate one's death. With some buttery goodness.
Stop it.
I'm
like
joking.
That.
Just giving you a hard time. All right. No. All our buttons seem to be working. Touchscreen still. No, that's not happening. Thanks, Michelle.
You're welcome.
Hey, I want to say congratulations to Abby Bennington from the Weaver Appliance text line. Abs, of course, you just won $25 to Bell Stores Marathon. Congratulations to you. She is a first-time winner on the Weaver Appliance text line.
How fun.
Could be you. Yeah, you. I'm talking to you. Could be you next time. Of course, we always are handing out prizes either there, through the phone line, social media. Speaking of social media, today, our very first 12 days of Christmas giveaway is today via Facebook. We're handing out $100 cash. Cold, hard cash. Some cheddar. Some dead presidents. You got any more for me?
Too soon.
All righty. You're right. I didn't even think about that. It was too soon. My bad. My fault. That's my fault. Anyway, 12 Days of Christmas giveaway, all brought to you by Sarshon Ford of Waynesburg. Later on today, monitor social media. We know you always do because you're bored at work anyways. Hey, you know, it's this time, 21st century, 2018, where we have to warn people where and where not to take selfies, right?
Yes.
And folks in Alaska are putting up barricades, selfie barricades, if you will, after last week's powerful earthquake. You know, they're still seeing some sizable shockwaves from that earthquake.
Did you see the photos from the damage?
Yes, yes.
Crazy.
Now, on one road that was badly mangled and damaged north of Anchorage, folks have been going there and taking selfies. It's very dangerous, authorities have said, and they've had to block it off. As I said, selfie barricades. There are signs also that have been set up warning those who, of course, want to bust out their cell phones, take a picture, put it on social media to stay away from the site. Those selfie dangers. People die taking selfies. You know that?
Oh, I know.
There are stories out there.
People like on the Grand Canyon or just on a cliff.
Trying to get that ultimate photo. Wasn't there this couple who recently died?
Yes, overseas.
Yeah, who their thing was, their claim to fame, as I use air quotes, was to go around to a bunch of historical places and national landmarks, even you know, some of the seven wonders of the world, and take selfies. Which
you got to think before
they ended
you
up
do
dying taking
like
a selfie.
Right, think about it.
Dying for the cause. Taking radio selfies, however, though, not as dangerous.
No, we'll just sit right here.
Hey, today, on this day in history, not to steal babbling Brooks thunder, today is the day where they basically alcohol became legal. Repeal day is today.
Oh, really?
Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Well, in lieu and in honor of that, just a couple of days ago, a little town in Colorado, Severance, Colorado, little boy by the age of 9 years old was for weeks preparing a 3-minute presentation for city council. They're trying them to get rid of an old, old law that banned people from having snowball fights. Come on.
The little
9-year-old Dane Best is his name. He listed a bunch of reasons to repeal the ordinance. One of them saying that kids need to be able to go out and play outside during these winter months, right? You don't want them cooped up and go out and throw ice chunks at each other, kids. Grab those long icicles up there and have some fun. Don't poke any eyes out. Now they, of course, did after he made his argument. They made the ruling, Michelle, to make snowball fights within town limits legal there in Severance, Colorado. Folks are going nuts. Snowballs are flying everywhere.
That's like a winter tradition.
Snowball fights and snowmen and all that. Town officials, they think the ordinance is as old as that town is itself, which, you know, is probably, it doesn't say here in this article, who knows how old Severance, Colorado is. But there are a bunch of old laws out there in random towns all over the United States of America that you read a law and you're like, wow.
I think there's a website.
There is. Yeah, I kind of did a bit once of laws that are still, you know, still enacted. Or not enacted, but laws that are still, you know, out there and still exist.
It's so funny. So,
that were enacted years and years and years ago.
Right. You're right. We should use that as like a game. Like, is this a real law or not?
Is this a law? Hold on. Yes. Is this a law
or not?
No, you gotta wait for it. Or not. So there you go.
So dramatic.
Do you have any? Can you find them? I know there's a website very easily accessible as to, you know, dumb laws that are still around. Basically, if you just Google that, I'm sure you can find something.
Dumblaws.com.
Yeah.
.com. Wow.
Hey, how about that? Dumblaws.com. Getting a free plug today.
No stink bombs or confetti in Alabama? What?
Must have had a problem.
Must have. Oops, hold on 1 second.
Yeah, it'd take a while to go. We'd have to gather some of the best ones. Click on Ohio. I'm on a website where you can go right by state. You see the states up there?
No, I'm on a different one.
I've done this before. Here's some in Akron.
No spitting in public.
Here you go. Akron, city laws in Ohio. It is illegal to display colored chickens for sale. Yeah, you know, even around Easter, I guess.
Oh my gosh, in Colorado, sure, you're not allowed to own a catapult in Aspen. What?
It's a good way to get over those mountains, though. Just catapult yourself over.
Right.
We'll stay in Akron, I guess. Posting signs at swimming pools is illegal. So if you want to post a sign that says no diving, I guess you can't do you can't do that thing, I guess.
In Connecticut, a pickle cannot be sold unless it bounces.
Wait, where?
In Connecticut. Pickle cannot be sold unless it bounces.
Whose job is that, to bounce pickles?
I don't know, but...
Ah, this one's no good, boss.
It says this law became a necessity after two scheming pickle packers tried to sell pickles unfit for human consumption on the sly.
Okay, I live in Canton, okay?
Yes.
Here are three strange ones in Canton for you. Electric fences are banned. You know, like the things, I guess, you get for your pets?
Oh,
like an electric
weird.
Fence, the shock collar. I guess those are banned, right? Electric fence. I'm sure there are some other electric fences, like to keep, you know, unruly neighbors out or, you know, children, other kind of animals. Right. If one loses their pet tiger, Canton, Ohio.
Oh, jeez.
If one loses their pet tiger, they must notify the authorities within 1 hour. 1 hour. No... More than that. Also, power wheels, you know those cars, may not be driven down the street there in Canton, Ohio.
Oh, these are funny. Oh, my gosh.
Hold on. In Ohio, this was revised in 2005. You're not allowed to breastfeed in public in Ohio. It says revised in 05. So, I don't know. It says breastfeeding not allowed in public in the state of Ohio. Is that true or not?
No,
you just recently were in that category.
That's not true.
I was going to say.
I mean... I don't think that's true.
Another dumb law is it's illegal to get fish drunk, so you don't want to do that. That in the state of Ohio.
Is this true?
Although the term drink like a fish, you've heard that before.
Yes, I have. And I don't know if this is true. This website says in South Carolina, it is still illegal to work on Sundays.
I'll go with that.
And then it says it's also illegal to dance on Sundays. I feel like that's not...
In South Carolina?
Yeah.
It's a very old state, you know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, wasn't it one of the originals, right? South Carolina.
One of the 13?
Yeah, was it?
I'm not sure.
All right.
I'm looking it up right now.
We'll probably get called out for that. Someone says it's illegal.
It is.
Someone says it's, it is.
It was one of the 13 original colonies.
It's illegal to fish for whales in Ohio on Sundays, somebody said on the Weaver Appliance sex line. We all know we have, you know, an abundance of whales up there in Lake Erie and everything. So,
right.
You know, can't go fishing for whale. Going whale fishing.
Killer whales, blue whales.
You know why you can't fish for whales on a Sunday in Ohio?
Why?
Because it's pretty dangerous.
When I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
So, and there's always Browns games anyways. So, you know, go Browns.
Oh,
hey, Michelle, thank you. All righty then, Lauren Elena on Z Country 99.9. As Babbling Brook stated, who's here now?
Hi.
That song gives you a nostalgic feeling, but it also makes you feel a little old, too.
I'm not sure if Michelle likes that song.
Michelle loves that song.
Oh, we should Facebook Live her doing that.
Little
she
does
said
she
that
know,
to you once,
little
right?
Little does she know, my phone is sitting somewhere recording her tonight. Uh-huh. No, it wasn't, but look at it. It really wasn't. My phone's right here. But one day, me lady, one day.
Yeah, well, that would have been a good one.
That would have been a good one. All right, go ahead, Brooke. Z News.
All right, this day in history, in 1792, George Washington was reelected president.
G-dub.
Uh-huh, and then John Adams was reelected vice president. In 1901, movie producer Walt Disney was born in Chicago.
That's right. I mentioned that earlier. He would have been 117 today.
Oh, wow. Mm. Okay. All right. What's the record? Like 114 or something?
What do you mean?
Like he would have been. Oldest person.
Oh, I don't know. Right now? Living? Is that what you're asking? That's how old he would have been. He's dead.
I know.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I wonder what the record is.
Yeah. It's going to be some kind of a record.
Okay. 1933, the 21st Amendment to the U.S. Constitution is ratified, repealing the 18th Amendment, bringing an end to the era of national prohibition of alcohol in America.
I should actually play this one.
This is
there
Blake
you go
Shelby
for that.
On 99.9 FM, and I'm drunk.
All right.
Yes. Good day right there. And then 5 years ago, Nelson Mandela died at age 95.
Yeah, I was going to say he was up there.
He was up there. Holidays for today, of course, it is Repeal Day. Goes hand in hand with that.
Mm.
National Blue Jeans Day.
That's why I wore jeans today.
Oh, yeah. Okay, all right, there you go. Bathtub Party Day.
Hey.
That's a good one.
My children had a bathtub party last night, and then James pooped in the tub. So,
oh, no.
You know, what do you know? So.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Abby never did that. Emma did just a little teeny tiny bit, but I think it's because she was sick.
Yeah.
She's had a little bit in there, but our new tub, we can have a party in there.
What kind of party do you mean, Brooke?
Tub.
Hey, now.
Yeah.
All right,
I have yet to use that.
All right, moving on.
It's International Ninja Day as well. On TV tonight, Survivor's on at 8. Live PD is on at 8. Modern Family is on at 9. The Real Housewives of New Jersey is on at 9.
There you go, Michelle.
South Park is on at 10. And then Jennifer Aniston will be on Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Mm.
Yeah. In country news, Dan and Shay's headlining benefit concert in Pittsburgh on Sunday raised more than $60,000.
Yeah, I heard that.
For the Tree of Life Synagogue. Of course, it was for the 11 murders in October 27th. So, good for them. 1,200 in attendance. It was a sold-out show, and they contributed several
dollars. Nice of Dan and Shay to do that.
It was. Very nice. Tim McGraw, he's going to be headlining two acoustic concerts in Havana, Cuba as part of a four-day musical and cultural festival. It's Tim McGraw, one of those Havana Nights.
Well, yesterday you said he's opening up a new line of gyms, Tim's Gym, and now he's going to Cuba.
Yes.
All right.
That'll be in May. One of his acoustic concerts will be exclusive to an intimate group, but then the second one will be open to the public. And he said he feels honored that he gets to share his music with the Cuban people. says, what an incredible opportunity. For me, music transcends language. There's a heart and soul to music that all people understand on some level. Cubans have such an intimate relationship with music. I'm happy we'll get to share that together.
Hopefully he beefs up his security before heading to Cuba.
Yeah, I'm sure he will. Sorry. Yeah. And then another news, Netflix has announced that it will continue streaming Friends, which is awesome. Oh, they paid a steep price.
I heard they were getting rid of it, is what I heard.
They're not.
Okay.
But there's some reports that say they may pay $100 million.
Hold on a second.
Yeah, to keep that in their lineup.
To keep Friends?
Yes. But hey, I love Friends, so I'm all about it.
I mean, yeah, it's great. Good show. But I mean, 100 mil, you got to think some of that has to go to Aniston.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Lisa Kudrow.
And royalties, I'm sure.
Courtney Cox and all them, right?
Those peeps, yeah.
All right. David Schwimmer, a.k.a. Schwim.
Schwimmer.
All right. All right, Brooke, always, we thank you.
Sure.
For providing us with Z News, keeping us informed entertainment-wise, country music news-wise. All that good stuff. Coming up next, more of your kind of country, Don't You Move, and a chance for you to win still. Lunch on Us, I have the new Arbonator, two of them. Have you tried it? If not, you are in luck. It's the brand new sandwich at your local Arby's. Your chance to win shortly on 99.9. All right, Granger Smith on 99.9. You're in it. I want to say congratulations to our winners from earlier this morning. Our daily birthday winner, Nikki Johnson. Abby Bennington won $25 to Bell Stores Marathon. And David Hayes out of Yorksville took home lunch today. Arbonator, two of them, the brand new Arbonator sandwich from Arby's. Congrats again to all of the winners. Hey, you're a winner all the time. If you visit our podcast section, that's where you can go if you missed any part of today's program or anything from morning shows past. Also, good stuff from Big Z Sports up there. Their weekly podcast will go up today. Any big news recently out of the sports world. Also, the latest newscast, it's all there at the podcast section at WTUZ.com. Tomorrow is a Friday Eve. We'll see what happens. For Michelle Spring, I'm Eric McElroy. Get in touch with us after hours on social media. We love all of our followers. WTUZ.com to stay up to date on the latest news. Big Z Sports, what's happening. Our streaming services are right there. And links to the station's Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram accounts all right there at WTUZ.com. Until tomorrow, have a good one, everybody. Goodbye.